Passage Shem Mizbeach, we begin Hilchas Kedush HaChodesh, the laws of the sanctification of the month, which is the 8th out of the 10 halachas in the Sefer Zman, the Book of the Designated Times. Who mitzvah says, achas, it's one positive commandment, v'hi, and that is l'chashiv, to calculate, v'leida, to know, v'likboyan, to establish, be'ezer yema, which day, t'chilas kol chodesh mechodesh Hashem, is the beginning of every month from the months of the year. Uber mitzvah zu, the explanation of this mitzvah is beprokim elu, are in these 19 chapters, which the first five discuss regarding sanctifying the Rosh Chodesh with the seeing of the moon. Perek Vav Teches discussed regarding the Hebrew calendar. Perek Tes Niyot discussed regarding the calculation of the year and the tkufis and the seasons. Perek Yudav Tezayin discussed regarding the paths of the sun and the moon. Perek Tzayin Tiyotes discussed regarding the ability, the feasibility of seeing of the moon. And that would begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which is regarding the month and the mitzvah to sanctify it. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the solar year and the lunar year. Chodshei Hashana, the months of the year, Him Chodshei Levana, they are a month, is by virtue of being a month, it's that concept are months of the moon. Shlomo says the pasuk in the Midbar, Oilas Chodesh, the totally burnt sacrifice of the month is b'chadsha, is in its renewal. That's only possible to talk about the moon, which its light becomes renewed after it was hidden. Now, whenever it says in the pasuk in Shmos, Hachodesh is lechem reish chadashim, this month for you shall be the beginning of the months. What the sages said was like this. Hashem showed to Moshe in the vision of a prophecy, the form of a moon. He said to him, this is what you should see and then sanctify, which obviously was talking about by the renewal of the moon. So that goes, a month goes by the moon. The years that we calculate, him shnei chama, those are solar years, which that's the Jewish calendar, which is both solar and lunar. Shlomo says in the pasuk, in the varm, shomer chodesh av, safeguard the spring season, make sure it's going to be in chodesh nisan, which that's calculating and calibrating the solar year with the lunar year to make sure that they match up, and therefore we go with the months, with the moon, and the year with the sun. Now, v'kami yiser shnas lachama shnas labana. How many more days is there in a solar year than there is in a lunar year? Karav ma'achar asiyoyim, close to 11 days. Levigar, therefore, kesh yiskabetz menat tesebes azayis. When it gathers from this addition, because every single year you're having more, and again, that's the cycle that we're talking about of how it goes around that makes a year from the sun. It's the same thing of 12 cycles of the moon that makes a year, but it's going to be a discrepancy every single year, another around 11 days that you're having more from the sun. So in that addition, when it adds on, when it's going to be, if you do it times three, as in that very simple way, it's going to be around 30 days, or yesamat, either a little bit less or a little bit more, be that as it may. But now you have already 30 days more that the sun is ahead than the moon. Then we add on another month. So now we're closing the gap, because we're adding another around 30 days to close the gap between the moon and the sun. And that year is going to be 13 months, not 12 months. Beyond the crescent, that's what's called Shon Muberes. Some people call it a leap year, but it's a pregnant year, similar to a pregnant woman, which is an add-on, an addition, when she's called Muberes, which is also from the year of called of a pregnant or of adding on. Because you can't have 12 months and this and this amount of days. Like, okay, you have 12 months and you're still missing, so let's make another 11 days. You can't. Like it says in the pasuk, "Mamidbar luchotshei hashana," to the months of the year, which is chadash matemayin lashana. We only count the year based on the amount of months. Yom, you don't count the year based on the amount of days. So it's got to be months. But so every around, it would be like every 3 years in that concept to add up that it's missing 11, 11, 11, and then you catch up to be around back up to where the solar calendar is. Halacha gimel. Regarding the different types of months that we have. Now, the moon gets hidden every single month, which the moon, in a very simple way, is a round ball, which receives its light from the sun. It doesn't have its own inherent light, which that obviously gives us understanding why when we look up in the sky, we see the moon in different shapes and shades, because it's all depending on where it is, how much light it's reflecting from the sun. Now, when they're directly... Well, one in place, when the moon is directly in front of the sun, which would be the planet Earth, and you would have the moon, which the sun is that much further and that much bigger, but when it's directly lined up between the Earth and the sun, So the illuminated part of the moon, since it's direct, is only facing towards the sun, but the dark side is facing the earth. So we don't see any of the moon. When it's a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, or totally, then you're seeing that whole side reflected on planet Earth. So one day before it's totally lined up, you're not really going to see from the old, because it's very small. And one day after, it's also from the new one, it's also not going to be really seen, because it's also very, very close. So when it's hidden every single month, the ain't nid is commissioned a yam. So around 2 days, you're not going to really see the moon. Either a little bit more, a little bit less, but around that amount of time. As he explains, like one day, let's say before, by the end of the month, before it hits, lines up with the sun at the end of the month, and like also one day, so we're saying 2 days, because one day towards the end, and like one day, after it lines up with the sun, and you can see it in the west in the evening, because the moon after its renewal is always in the west. So it's like around 2 days that you're not really seeing it. Now, at nighttime, that when you're going to see it in the west, after it was hidden for that around a day or two, that's the beginning of the month. It's from that day when you start counting 29 days. Now, if you see the moon on the night of what would have been the 30th day of this past month, that day 30 won't be day 30 of the previous month. It's going to be the beginning of the month of the next month. Now, if you don't see it on that day 30, so then day 31, it's not going to be day 31. That day is going to be Resh Chodesh of the next month. And day 30 is going to be from the previous month. It's going to be the previous month because it's going to be 30 days. Now, you don't have to see the moon on the night of the 31st day. And that's eventually nida, because whether it's seen or whether it's not seen, you're going to make day 31 into Rosh Chodesh next month, because in the calculations of the cycle of the moon, it's not possible, and hence we don't have to see it. You cannot have a lunar month be more than 30 days. So the previous month is going to be 30. Day 31 is going to be the first day of the next month. And I can say, oh, we didn't see it. Okay, we got to keep on adding on to the previous month until we see it. No, whether you see it or not, it's going to be day 31 as day 1 of the next month. Halacha dalt. Chodesh Shiyat Tisha Be'esem. A month that's going to be 29 days, and that is Be'iroh Yireich B'lo Shleishim. They're going to see the moon on the night of the 30th day. Nikra Chodesh Chas. That's called a lacking month, meaning because the previous month was only 29 days. Now Vimlo Yireich Yireich, but you're not going to see the moon. The Be'iroh Chodesh Shabbos Shleishim Yom. The previous month is going to be 30 days. Nikra Chodesh Mu'ub. That's called a pregnant month, and Nikra, it's also called Chodesh Moli, a full month, because it's 30 days and not just 29 days. Now Be'iroh Shiyiroh B'lo Shleishim. The moon that's seen on the night of the 30th day, that's called the moon being seen in its time, meaning when the earliest time that you can make the new month, which is after the previous month being 29 days, on the first time that you have an opportunity on the night of the 30th day. Now, the nir b'leil echad shleishim, let's say you only see it on the night of the 31st day, but nir b'leil shleishim, you didn't see it on the night of the 30th day, that's what's called yirech shenir b'leil iburi, the moon that's seen on the night of its fullness, when the previous month is going to be full and not lacking. Now, halacha hey, regarding establishing the new month, dependent on the courts, on the bezdin. In Re'ez HaYirech, the seeing of the moon is not Masur L'chal Adam. It's not given over to every single person. Kama Shabbos Bereishis, like Shabbos, which was in the creation of the world after 6 days was Shabbos. Shekol Echad Mo'in Shisha, everyone could count 6 days. B'Shabbos B'Shvi, and he rests on the seventh day. And it has nothing to do with any courts. But at Lebezdin Hadavamasa, but regarding the Rosh Chodesh, that's given over to the courts. Achi Kachuhu Bezdin, until the courts sanctify it, Vikibu Oisa Hayim Rosh Chodesh, and that they establish that day is the beginning of the month. Hushi Rosh Chodesh, that will be Rosh Chodesh. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shmais, HaChodesh Zeh Lechem. This month is for you, meaning Eidizuti Mesur Lechem. He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, this testimony is given over to you, to the courts. You're the ones who establish it as the new month. Now, Lechavah, Bezdin Mechashm Mechashvainis. The courts, they calculate with calculations, kedeksh mechashman et stagninim, the way the astrologers calculate. Shayedim mekoymes hakachav mahalchem, they know the places of the stars and the planets, and they know their paths. v'chaykrim, and they analyze the medaktikim, and they're precise, at sheyedu, until they know, im efshev, it's possible, sheyiro ha'yirech basmani, that the moon could be seen in its time, meaning on the 30th day, sholel shalishim, which is the night of the 30th day, or yefshev, maybe it's not possible, based on their calculations. Now, im yodush efshev sheyiro, if they know, based on the calculation, it's possible to see it on the night of the 30th, yesh metzapim la'edim kalim kuli, so they anticipate, and they wait for the witnesses, all day, Shuyam Shleshim, which day 30, meaning someone probably saw in the night, and we're waiting all day 30 for someone to come along and tell us. Imbo Edim, if the witnesses come along, Udurashim, V'chakarim Ka'alacha, and they inspect them and they analyze them according to the Halacha. V'nemnu Devarim, turns out that what their words are correct, they line up. V'kachim, I say, they sanctify day 30 as Resh Chedesh. V'mloinid, if it's not seen, V'lebo Edim, the witnesses don't come. Okay, Mashlim Shleshim, then they have to complete day 30, V'yachedesh Ma'ubar, and the previous month is going to be an extended month, and Resh Chedesh will only be the next day. Now, let's say that they know based on their calculations, it's not possible that the moon can now be seen on day 30. Then they don't sit on day 30. They're not anticipating for the witnesses. And if witnesses come, they know for sure that these are lying witnesses. Or they're mistaken. That it appeared to them a form of a moon from the clouds. And most definitely it's not the moon, because based on the calculation, it's not possible for it to be seen. There's a positive commandment from the Torah on the courts. They should calculate and they should know if the moon will be seen or will not be seen. And they should inspect the witnesses until they could sanctify the month. Moreover, v'yishlechu v'yidu, and they should send, they should notify Shar Ha'am, the rest of the people, be'ezu yom Rosh Chodesh, on which day was Rosh Chodesh, k'desh sheyedu be'ezu yom heim ha'moedes, that they could know which days are the Yom Tovim, which are dependent on a certain day of the month. Shlomo says in the pasuk, v'yikra, asher tikru eisu mikra kodesh, that they're going to call out a holy convocation, which are the Yom Tovim, which the Mikra Kodesh is, what's the holy convocation, is when the courts made the Rosh Chodesh, that's when it's going to be Pesach and Sukkot, which is going to be the 15th of the month. But then it says in the Pasuk, you're going to safeguard this statute, let's say Pesach, for its designated time, has designated time based on when the courts make the Rosh Chodesh, and that's part of their mitzvah, to let people know. Now, we did not calculate and to establish the month, and to extend and make a leap year. You could only do this when you're in the land of Israel. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, because from Tzion comes out the Torah, the word of God from Yishalayim. But if it was a person that was great in wisdom, and he had smicha, rabbinic ordination in Eretz Yisrael, and he went out of Eretz Yisrael, he didn't leave over someone as great as his stature in Eretz Yisrael, he could go ahead and calculate and establish the months and extend the years out of Eretz Yisrael. But if it was notified to him, Shanasa Beretz Yisrael, Adam Godel Kamaisa, that it was made in Eretz Yisrael, a great person just like him, Vein Tzarech Lemen, I don't have to say if Godelman is someone even greater than him in Eretz Yisrael, Reiz Asur Likboya Ul Abba Bechutzal, it's then forbidden for him to establish and to extend the year out of Eretz Yisrael. Vim Avav Vukav Vibin, if he violated this and he established and he extended the year out of Eretz Yisrael, Loy Asa Klum, he hasn't done anything.